Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we listen to and we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. Wow, a lot of distractions today in the studio. Something just flew by the window. Oh, today is Monday, March 18th, the day after St. Paddy's Day. So maybe that's it. Everything's still green. I'm still green. And we've got Northern and Southern California race results, mountain bike racing results from Southridge, also the St. Paddy's Day Crit in Long Beach, Bariani Road Race, Land Park Criterium, Northern California, sounds from the 9 Mile Canyon Omnium, also up in Pearsonville. Gorgeous course out there, Eastern Sierras. A couple of interviews, had a chance to chat with the promoter and a couple of racers. Junior racer Sarah Swan, Gary Shuey, also in the Masters. And we'll also have a product review coming up with a phone-in from Robert on ESI Grips here on Bike Sport Radio, and as well as some grunts and groans and sounds from the climb on the first day of the stage race of the 9 Mile Canyon, the 30 Mile climb. Yes, that's right, 30 miles uphill. It was insane. And let's get into some race results, though, right now. In the pro women, Taylor Wiles picking up the win from Team Specialized, Lulu Mon. I'm sorry, taking the third.
All right, we got some Southridge mountain bike racing results. Held out at Fontana. On March 9th and 10th, March 9th and 10th, in the cross-country, pro women's winner, Margaret Gregory. Expert men's first place going to Sean Bell, expert men 19 through 26. Sorry, that was expert men 18 and under. Expert men 19 through 26, Spencer Rathkamp, taking the win there. Expert men's 43 to 50, Alex Tino was your winner there. Men's experts 51 to 58, Reggie Lamson picking up the win there. And in the open women, Liz Gruber-Probert taking that win. Sport men's age 19 through 26, Kevin Stewart. And in the sport men 35 to 42, Terry Cook picking up the win there. Beginner men's juniors, 9 to 10-year-olds, Dominic Turner, with a time of 36.37 over Blake Ray, picking up second place there, with a time of 45.08. Beginner men's 27 to 34, Jorge Reyes taking the win with a 34.52. Beginner men's 43 to 50, Vic Ulrich picking up the win with a time of 36 minutes. The over 200 club, Clydesdale's Patrick Silva picking up the win there. And in the single speeders, 34 and under, KC Miller taking the win. Single speeds 35 and over, Mark Scott with a time of 58.56. And the expert men, ages 69 and over, Dean Ferrandini over Buzz Brockway in the cross country at Fontana. Super D, pro men's, third place going to John Buckle. Second place, Jeremy Kensley. And your winner, Waylon Smith. And in the pro women, third place picked up by Olivia Harkness. Second place going to Rachel Throop. And your winner, Margaret Gregory. Complete results at SouthridgeUSA.com.
All right, that was some race results. We've got a call in from a promoter here promoting the... actually, this is Brennan on telephone. Say hi to our listeners, Brennan.
Hello there.
And you're with the Malibu Canyon Classic, right?
Yeah, Malibu 7 Canyon Classic.
Okay, tell us a little bit about it. When is it, and tell us about it.
Well, it's coming up this weekend, March 23rd. Ride will start at 8 a.m. and leave from the Zuma Beach parking lot, the north end there by Trancas Canyon, and then head through all the beautiful canyons of Malibu. It's going to be an amazing ride, and... just I know it's like a cyclist dream. Most every weekend, all the cyclists, the local cyclists, go and, you know, go through the mountains. But this way, with the event, you'll have all the support and SAG and aid stations to be able to complete the ride semi easily.
Yeah, it's awesome up there. It's nothing but canyon after canyon after canyon. Hardly any cars. You've got Latigo. You've got Canaan Doom. You've got Decker. You've got Encinal. You've got what else? It just goes on and on.
And Yerba Buena, Deer Creek. Yeah, and you're going to be doing them all on the 100-mile event.
Sweet. Now, is this a fun ride? Is it a fundraiser?
It's a grand fondo, and I am trying to raise funds for Project Experience, which is a local nonprofit up here in Ventura County that provides experiences for the lower socioeconomical kids here in the elementary school. And then I have also the AIDS Foundation, the AIDS Life Cycle guys come in, and they'll be there at the start-finish trying to raise some money as well.
All right, and that's at Zuma Beach, right?
Right at Zuma Beach, yeah, the north end there.
Great. Any particular sponsor or anything you want to benefit, give a shout-out to or anything like that?
Well, the AIDS Life Cycle guys. I also have Predator Cycling. They're going to be there and showcasing their awesome bikes. And then, as well, Performance Cycles of Oxnard is going to be doing some of the support on-site. So those are the main three right now that I have been very helpful.
All right, excellent. Fantastic. And that's the 23rd, right? That's Saturday?
That's the Saturday, the 23rd, and I also have a discount right now for the people who, when they're registering, enter SoCal1, the word SoCal, all one word, SoCal1, and they get 50% off registration.
Way cool. 50% off. Woo!
Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. All right. SoCal1, check that out, you guys. And what website do they go to find out more about your event?
They can go on to active.com for registration, or they can go on to my website, which is www.malibu7canyons100.com. So malibu7canyons100.com.
Sweet. All right. Let's hope this is an annual event. And
It's definitely going to be an annual event. Yeah, I have it all worked out, and I have more to come as well.
All right. Well, keep up the good work, and thanks for calling in to Bike Sport Radio, Brenner.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
All right. All right. Malibu Seven Canyons Classic coming up. And more race results now here on Bike Sport Radio.
All right, in Southern California, St. Paddy's Day Criterium in Long Beach. Women's category 1s and 2s and 3s, Haley Edwards taking 3rd, Shelby Reynolds in 2nd, and Jennifer Valenti picking up the win. Men's category 1s, 2s, it was Mike Tettleton making the podium for Rockform Rock and Road in 3rd place. SC Velo's MRI Endurance Elite's Jose Aguirre taking 2nd. And Cash Call Mortgage's Justin Williams picking up the win there. Women's Category 4's Liza Dunham riding for Helen's Cannondale. Fine win by her. Masters 50 and over, Evan Tesk picking up that win. Masters 30 plus Category 4's and 5's, Brandon Hagee was your winner there. And in the Men's Category 3's, taking the podium in 3rd place, Bahati Foundation's Sean Matthews. 2nd place going to Judgment Velo's Rodrigo Flores. And your winner running for Team Predator, Timothy McGee. Men's Category 4's, Greg Irwin, riding for OTR Racing, taking that win. Masters 35's, picking up the 3rd place podium spot, Rock Sports Racing's Paul Vaccari. 2nd place, Sterling BMW, Surf City Cyclery, Sharon Smith. And your winner, riding for MRA Endurance Elite Masters, Philip Tintzman. Masters 45s, Craig Miller, riding for BBI, SIC Cycling in 3rd. 2nd place, going to Time Velo Pasadena Team's Armin Rahm. And your winner, Evan Tesk. Masters 55s, Picking up the win, Skills Swami's Michael Burdett. Masters 60-plus, Mike Marotta, riding for Swami Cycling, taking that win. And in the men's category fives, two fields of men's category fives, such a large turnout. PA Remax's Nick Humby winning field number one, and field number two in the men's five, Zach During going out to there. And a shout-out, a special shout-out to veteran racer, Masters 50-plus, Evan Tesk, picking up not only the 50-plus win, but also the Masters 45-plus win. Two wins in a day for Evan Teske. Again, that was the St. Patrick's Day Criterium in Long Beach, March 17th. Complete results at scnca.org. Hey, bike racers and bike racing enthusiasts, check out Bike Sport Radio on alternate Mondays at noon on killradio.org. Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. So if you want to find out about the local scene in Southern California as well as Northern Cal, visit bikesportradio.us and check out our radio show at Bike Sport Radio on killradio.org, alternate Mondays at noon. Northern California, featuring the Land Park Criterium, March 16th. We've got results for that. Men's Category 1-2 Pros, third place. Picked up by Joshua Carling of Team Bicycles Plus here in Nevada. Second place, Charles Hutchinson, riding for Mark Pro Strava. And your winner from Team Mike's Bikes, James LaBerge. In the Masters 45 and over, Dirk Himley picking up the win, riding for Hammer Charity of Choice. Masters 55's over, Larry Nolan from Team Specialized Racing Masters taking the sprint win. And in the beginner men's category 5, Jordan Anderson from Owens Healthcare was your winner there. Luke Lamperti in the men's juniors 10 through 12, riding for Team Swift, winning that category. Women's pros in category 1-2-3s, Ellie Anderson, Vonderkitten Racing, taking third place now, and Novartis for MS. This is Maura Kinsella picking up second, and Vonderkitten taking the win with Ruth Winder. Women's category 4s, third place going to Pinnacle Women's Racing's Christy Hanks out of Clovis, California. Metro Mint Cycling's Gail De Rosa taking the silver, and picking up the win, Team Fremont Bank's Kara Fitchett. In the junior women, ages 17 and 18, Lindsay Kageyama, riding for Team Fremont, picking up that win. Your winner in the junior women's 15 to 16, Alaya Traficanti for Chico Corsa Cycling Club. Junior women's 10 through 12, Sulligan Hargrove, riding for Davis Bike Club. Team juniors taking that win. In the men's masters, 35 and over, category 4s only, Folsom Bike VW Rallies, Jake Hensley taking that win. And in the men's category 4s, Matthew Amicucci from UC Davis taking third place, Victory Velo Racing's Jeff Stein in second, and Chica Sexy's Mark Marino picking up the win. And that was the Land Park Criterium held in Sacramento, March 16th, Northern California. Also in Northern California, on the next day, the Bariani Road Race, Bariani Road Race in Zamora. Bariani Road Race, men's category 1s and 2s. Mark Prostrava's Charles Hutchinson taking third place. Team Bicycles Plus Sierra Nevada's Joshua Carling taking second, and your winner from Fremont Bank Cycling Team, William Myers, Masters 35s, Cat 123's Jens Hillen for Zips Cycling, picking up that win. Masters 45s, Hammer Nutrition's Kale Reeder taking that win. And Masters 55's Tracy Muge for Team Bicycles Plus, picking up the win there. And in the men's Category 5 beginners, Owens Healthcare's Jordan Anderson taking the win. Women's Category 123s, it was a Vonderkitten sweep with Ruth Winder taking third, Emily Kachorik in second, and Ellie Anderson picking up the win from San Francisco, the Bariani Road Race. More details at usacycling.org.
All right, that was the race results for Bariani Road Race, and Bike Sport Radio's back. This is our 97th show, and we've just recently added product reviews as one of the features of our show. Today we've got a product review from Robert. Say hi, Robert.
Hey, everybody. How are you guys doing today? I hope everyone's good.
You are on the air, and you got a chance to try out some new grips. Well, I don't know if they're new, but it's a brand. Tell us about this brand. I think it's, you said ESI grips?
Yeah, ESI silicone grips. It is the wave of the future. ESI is, they make 100% silicone grips in various colors to match your mood, your bike, or whatever you want to match. Great shock absorption. I actually looked into these because I've actually broken the scaphoid in my wrist a couple years back, and vibration on the bike is just every once in a great while will aggravate it. And I saw these on one of the pros' bikes, and I thought, that looks like the ticket. Nice and small, really no nonsense. And I had to hunt down a pair, and I fell in love with them. And ESI it started in 1999 up in the high desert, so they're a local company, and they're making some great products. I mean, they're racers, and they said, hey, let's come up with some simple, no-nonsense products. So today we're going to talk about their grips, and I mean, most racers are starting to use them now because of just the comfort and just the no-nonsense of them, and the lightweight. Come on, we're all racers. We're trying to cut ounces wherever we can. And these things are just phenomenal with shock absorption. And this weekend, I really put mine through the test because dummy me blew a tire off a rim as I was seating a tubeless tire. I know I'm going to get all the phone calls. You have too much pressure. No, I know. I've been doing this a while. Just I had dumb luck, and I don't know, something fit somewhere. We're working on that problem. But anyway,
you use your eyewash to get the sealant out of your eye.
No, luckily I didn't get any in my eye, but it blew my hand. I was holding the tire in the rim with my hand, and I had the other hand with the air chuck, and ooh, it blew my hand off and hit me in the face. And whatever the case, my thumb is black, blue, purple, green, yellow, all kinds of weird colors going on right now. So there I am getting ready for U.S. Cup number 2.
Kind of like the grips colors.
Yeah, I love the colors, yeah. There I am sitting there with, no front rim, no tire, no nothing, going, how am I going to race tomorrow? And I didn't even think, your thumb might be broken, I was more concerned about getting the bike together. True racer. But no doubt, once scrounged up a rim, threw the tire back on and worked, and off I went racing, taped up my thumb, and took off. And the Benelli course is very technical, very rough, a lot of braking bumps and high-speed stutter and stuff like that. I'm running the ESI Chunkies right now. Let me tell you, I didn't feel my thumb. It just absorbed so much of the shock. And, the hard impacts were still a little bit of an owie, but just that high-frequency stuff was absorbed so well from the grips. They just did their job. And ESI happened to be there. They come out to the races and support everything, and I was talking to them before the race, and I'm learning a little bit more about what they've got in the works here. They've got their standard grips, their silicone grip. It's the Racer's Edge. It's a very light one. But the nice thing about their grip is there's actually a thicker and a thinner side. So you can kind of position them so that the thicker side is up against your palm.
Oh, where you need the shock impact.
Where you need the shock absorption. And then the chunkies are just a little bit thicker, same principle, a little more padding towards the palm side as well. And then they now have an extra chunky. And they just go up in thickness so you can custom fit these grips to your hands, whatever style you like. Some people like really, you know, bigger grips. Some people like really light, thin grips. So you're still going to get the same, you know, shock absorption as you go along. The weight savings is still really lightweight. You know, they're just an amazing product. And now they're custom grip combos where they're actually putting the different thicknesses together. So, like, you can have a chunky, a thicker grip to the outside, and you can put the racer's edge, a thinner grip to the inside of your hand. So now they're doing all this, and then, of course, custom color combinations. You can contact them for that as well.
You can match your finger.
You can match my finger. Exactly. I can match my finger. I should have asked him about that. Hey, can you guys do this color combination?
Right, do a color match.
Every time I look down at it, it'll teach me, you know, just watch your tubeless tire setup.
Well, the materials, it's amazing what they've done with materials these days. I mean, back in the day, you know, when you and I were kids, we rode our BMX bikes with, what was it, hard rubber grips? And they were hard as a rock, and now the rubber they've got latex and vinyl and now silicone rubber, all kinds of different materials.
The silicone is great because the memory it has, it just molds your hands. I mean, a lot of people kind of look at these grips like, well, they don't really offer a lot of traction. You know, because we want to be able to hold on, too, and everybody thinks that those little knobbies and tread patterns are really going to help you. Well, what I found with those is they end up destroying your gloves. I've been eating up mountain bike gloves big time before I went to these grips, and now my gloves are lasting forever.
Yeah.
But the shape, the silicone actually molds to your hand, and it holds that little bit of a memory there. And you have, once you place your hands on there, it kind of mold. It's kind of like when you heat up your ski boots, when you're getting ski boots molded to your feet. It kind of does the same thing, and you just feel secure. I have yet to lose a hand on these grips.
So we're talking a material. We're talking a material with a memory, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And durability-wise, they've held up real good. Easy to clean. I mean, you just clean them with alcohol, water, or window cleaner. And, you know, one thing, though, I've heard, and, you know, when I first looked into these, the shop I went to was like, oh, you're just going to have a bear of a time mounting those grips. And, you know, the directions are pretty straightforward. Throw a little bit of alcohol in it or window cleaner, slide them on, set them up, let them dry. You could also use a compressor, too, if you like. I've done it with a compressor. I've done it with all different combinations. The only thing I wouldn't do is soap and water it. But everything else works just as well. And I was taught a nice little trick, because it is hard to find that thick and thin because it's really close, and unless you got a really good eye and good lighting, kind of hard to see. But inside of the grip, there's like a line. There's a small little line kind of where the material is molded together. That line should be facing your brake levers, is what I was told by ESI, because I talked to him about that. I was talking to him about some of the things about it. He says, oh, yeah, look at the line in there and line that up with your brake levers. You get it right every time.
Right.
And I thought, bingo, that solves a lot of problems right there. So they just come out. I was looking on their website. It got the grips, and they've also got road bike grips.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, those would be interesting. Now, those might be a little bit more of a bear to put on. And the only reason I say that is because the cable's got to route under the grip.
Right.
But, you know, they've got directions on how to run all that stuff and do it on their website, which is esigrips.com. And a couple other products they've got in the works there, a steering dampener, which way back in the day, I remember seeing that running around, and I always thought that'd be cool. And they've got, I thought, the best product, and I'm going to try to get a hold of one of these and talk to them about it. But they have this little device to feed yourself during a race. Let's say you're racing a three-lap race solo. You have no one to feed you water bottles. You don't want to wear a camelback.
Right.
You got this little stand you stick in the grass. You put a water bottle in it. It's about 4 feet tall. You ride by and grab the water bottle out of it.
Sweet.
I love it. So, and they're innovative. They're always coming up with these crazy little things. And you know what? sometimes when I was racing, I'm thinking, you know, yeah, I'm by myself. Who's going to feed me a water bottle, you know? I can leave it down on a log or a lump and hopefully no one steals it, you know, or this stand was just, oh, that's cool. You know, I got to get one of those.
Right. The stand holds it high enough so that you don't have to bend down and risk crashing, reaching it from the ground. So.
Right. Exactly. So, like I said, a great company, innovative products. I love their grips. Their grips are amazing. If you don't have a set, you've got to go and try them. I think this weekend was a test. I was able, if people who saw my thumb were like, are you actually going to race? And I go, yeah, why not? I'm here. And, you know, I did. And at the end of the race, they asked me, how'd your thumb feel? And I said, I'll be honest with you, I didn't feel a thing. I did not feel it. Every once in a great while, you know, I had that good impact. But, you know, that was it. I mean, that vibration did not kill it like I thought it was going to. And I contribute a lot of that to the grips I was using. Like I said, I just upgraded to the Chunkies. I'm really happy with them. They fit my hand good. I've paid for all my grips. Let's put it that way. they haven't given me anything. I love the grips that much that I'm willing to pay for another set. But ESI, I know you're listening, so it'd be cool if you could, like, you know, pony down one of them custom setups. We'll have to talk about those.
There we go.
Anyways, awesome company, great guys, great racer support. They do sponsoring of teams as well, and I'd really like to look into their road setup for Cross next year as well. And
Cross is bumpy.
Cross is bumpy, that's right. Love the put those through the test. Yeah. That would be awesome.
Also, those longer distance rides, like maybe a couple of century rides. I do some century rides.
Oh, definitely. For you ultras, you ultra crazy fools out there that do those long rides, definitely we can look at getting some of those for on those bikes. You know, when your hands are relaxed and you're not feeling like you're going to fall off the bars, you're going to be secure. You're going to ride better, you know. And I've just noticed I've never slipped wet or dry. I've raced them at Southridge in the pouring rain, and I never even thought about my grips. And that's just, you know, that's when you know things are working, when you don't think about it.
Very nice. Cool. How do people find out more about these, and where do they find them?
Well, you can find them at your local bike shop, so you can go online to esigrips.com, and you've got lots of Q&A in there, because, you know, it's a new kind of a new product. Like I said, the company's been around since 99, but, you know, it's still kind of growing, and lots of info on the products they have, the different grips and diameters, different color patterns, combinations, ordering your own custom grips. I mean, everything's there on the website. Pretty simple to navigate website. And they got a couple of other products, you know, T-shirts. They got some cycling kits on there as well. And, you know, they're, like I said, I can't wait to see what else they come up with. They're coming up with these really cool things that makes a racer's life a lot easier.
Yeah, very neat, very neat. All right, well, anything else you want to add on ESI?
No, that's it for right now. Like I said, get out there, get a pair, and try them out.
Yeah, all right. Hope your thumb heals up soon, too, Robert.
I'm back on the bike tonight. Got some more races coming up.
Got a ride. All right.
Got a ride.
Thanks for calling in, Robert.
All right, everybody. Have fun out there. Ride safe.
All right, we'll see you. All right, Robert. Doing our product review here on Bike Sport Radio on ESI Grips. So, we got some upcoming events coming up March 23rd. What's March 23rd? It's a Saturday it is a Saturday. The Anti-Up Crit Race, part of the Las Vegas Crit Series in Las Vegas, presented by, well, it's not presented by anybody yet. And racing for all categories except for juniors. And, again, that's March 23rd at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Full details at bsbevents.com, bsbevents.com. Broken Spoke Bikes supporting that event in Las Vegas. And just in a note, a thank you note from one of the racers regarding Northern California's Land Park Criterium in Barrionne. Let's see. She says, this is Kristen Hill. She says, just a thank you to the promoter Steve and SGW, that's Sacramento Golden Wheelman, for putting on a great weekend of racing. We had great weather and happy racers. I drove SAG for two races today, and all of the races were happy and polite.
I still feel like I'm driving in a circle, though. The officials did an outstanding job at Land Park, keeping it all straight, and the motos worked very hard today, so a big thank you to them as well. Harry had a great crew who worked really well together. Steve and SGW put on a great road race also. Not too many people out on the course at once, and none of the groups that I sagged for were neutralized or passed by any other fields, and it was easy to keep track of everyone and allow the races to happen. Great job spacing the fields out. Ken Hernandez, what can I say? He's on top of it all, and he's great at getting the results up everywhere in a timely manner. Thank you, Ken. And a thank you to all of the NCNCA mentors who either gave up their own races to mentor or ended mentoring after their own race. And some of them raced over 100 miles today, too. So thank you for your dedication in helping new racers. I know there were some crashes yesterday and today, and I wish you all speedy recovery. Great job to everyone this weekend. And again, from Kristen Hill. And more racing coming up in Northern California. The Wednesday night track racing starts at the Hellyer County Park Velodrome, running from April 3rd through September 25th. Velodrome racing, that's in the San Jose area at Hellyer County Park. All of the events are individually promoted by individual promoters, and there's family fun for everybody, and spectating's always free. Visit RideTheTrack.com for details on Hellyer Park Wednesday night track racing series. Again, starting April 3rd and running through September 25th. Also coming up in Northern California, the Ward's Ferry Road Race, the 15th annual, Saturday, March 23rd. That's in Sonora, California, and they promise no snow this year. That's what they're saying. And that's brought to you by Velo Promo. Racing for all categories, men, women, and masters, except for juniors. And you can register online at bikereg.com. And further information is available at velopromo.com. Again, the Ward's Ferry Road Race coming up Saturday, March 23rd. All right, and Bike Sport Radio was up at the 9 Mile Canyon Omnium. Had a chance to interview a couple of racers. Let's go to some of those interviews now.
Is also here on day two with Strive Racing, getting ready for the second race, and Sarah Swan and the Swan girls. How you doing?
Hey.
Great. Fun race yesterday, huh? All uphill?
Yeah, it was hard. Yeah.
But pretty up there, huh?
Yeah.
Cool. And your dad's out here helping you out. Tell us about Strive. Oh, yeah, how your legs feel, by the way?
They're sore, but great.
How many feet of climbing did you do yesterday?
I think it was like... Okay.
62. And you didn't ride down though, did you?
No.
Yeah. I rode back down. So.
Wow, so you did 7,200.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's all flat race today, so it might be a little different for you. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Bike Sport Radio is here on day two of the 9 Mile Canyon Omnium, and it's a little windy out here. I'm here with Gary Guichua.
Shuey.
Gary Shuey. Riding for Swamis. Tell us about your team and how'd you do yesterday in the race?
Won the 60 plus.
Sweet.
Very hard. One of the hardest races I've ever done here. Hardest rides. Beautiful country.
What can you say, huh?
Yeah.
It's green. Well, no, it's blue. It's green at the top.
When you took off at the front, I was wondering, remember, I said, where's he going?
I heard you, yeah. I was like, I'm just kidding. So, Swamis, you ride for Swamis? They're in where?
Escondido.
Escondido?
Second year with Swamis,
cool.
Good team.
Cool. And have you done this race before?
No.
No? All right.
Done a Death Valley Stage race.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like this.
Right. Right on. And then today's the flat race. How do you do in flat races?
Good. 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 Much better than our climbs.
Okay. Well, we'll see about that. I don't know. We rolled away from most of us, I think, on that climb yesterday, as far as I saw. Yeah. All right. And here comes the first lap of the first race group. So, all right. Well, thanks for chatting on Bike Sport Radio, and good luck with the race today, Gary.
Nice talking to you. Have a good race.
Mr. President, members of Congress, you've been making a lot of noise about taking our guns away. But you might want to review history. 1835, Gonzales, Texas Territory. The authorities wanted to confiscate the big gun that protected that colony. You know what the people said? Come and take it. because they were willing to fight for their freedom and their guns. So are we.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from my cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
Just like Gonzalez, we're keeping our guns.
All right, and Bikesport Radio's got a little narrative here now from day one, also of Nine Mile Canyon. A lot of breathing and a lot of climbing, and we recorded some sounds at the start, so and also sounds all the way up to the finish as well. 30 miles of climbing, sit back and enjoy some of the suffering here on Bikesport Radio at Nine Mile Canyon.
Climbing, you'll enjoy that right then. After that first valley, there's another valley. It's another 5 mile long valley. It's a little harder to get out of. Then you get into the third valley. The third valley is by far the longest. 4 miles in that third valley, that's at mile 24 from right here. At mile 24, you need to make that left turn. The road goes straight, but you don't. You turn left. They'll have signs up there.
Bikesport Radio's here at the 9 Mile Canyon Omnium starting line.
Your responsibility, but I will mark the heck out of that and make sure you don't miss it.
That's a
24. Immediately after that, you see the general store on your right. Like I told the other guys, if the store was right before the turn, it would be easy. But it's not. So after you make the turn, you go down for a mile or so, you see the Kern River, the wild and mighty Kern River. It looks like a swamp right there. It doesn't look like the Kern River. And then you go climbing from there. That's 7K to go. It'll be marked 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then 200 meters. That's where you are. The last 7K is a pretty good little climb. You finish it a little past there. It looked like the natural place. It is a little bit longer than 26 miles.
How much it was?
I think it was Jen that told me, or Jane that said, call it 30 29. Miles, and then we'll be happy.
Whoa.
That's over sooner than... Then you said.
Oh, no.
That's compared to calling it 26, then you're all going to be mad at me.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Master's getting ready to roll. Stage one of the 9 Mile Canyon Omnium.
There you go. That's my man. When you make the left turn, it's 8.5K. When you hit the Kern River and you bottom out, that's 7K to go, and then it's marked 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Where do we pick up the tram to ride back?
You booked that, right? That's just.
But our clothing is at the store.
The clothing will be at the summit with me.
Oh, at the summit.
In the white van. Any questions? Thank you so much for coming out. My friends all tell me I'm nuts to do this, and maybe I am. Listen, please.
All right.
And while you're getting.
All right, here we go. 30 miles. Uphill. Almost all uphill. There, that's why it's only 30 miles. See that sign there? The sign says road closed, 30 miles ahead.
You don't have a choice.
Why?
Oh boy.
All right, coming back at you later on Bikesport Radio. We're about 6 miles up the hill on stage one of the Omnium here, 9 Mile Canyon. And just to give you some idea of the intensity of this climb, I can barely narrate between breaths. That's a smashed snake there. Guts all over that's how I feel. Baby snake. And various critters up here. But yeah, it turned out to be a fabulous day. Sunny and warm, about 75, as we do this, I think it's a 30-mile climb. Unbelievable. On stage one of the 9 Mile Canyon Omnium. And I'm going to go catch my breath now. Okay, what's this? 8 miles into it, kind of flattened out a little bit here. I actually get to shift. at the 9 Mile Canyon Omnium here. And guardrail on the left. Oh, I don't dare look down there. But yeah, some recovery here. So I'll pick up the speed as I go around this bend. Oh shit. Look at that climb up there. Oh. Okay, well. Yeah. You can't see this on radio, but it's more climbing after this flat. I'm going to enjoy it while I can. Ten miles into the 9 Mile Omnium. Stage one climb. Oh, God. And I just saw a feed zone sign. 1K to go. I hope they have oxygen. And, oh, man. This is not really a road race. It's just a climb of attrition for everybody. Last chance I had to see, I saw single riders spread out solo all up the road. And oh, there's the feed zone. I can see it now. Yep. And detritus all along the road here, and including some look at that, some well, you can't see that, spent shotgun shells. It's cool to see people exercising their Second Amendment rights. And like they always say, better use it or lose it. So right now I'm going to continue to use it or lose it on 9 Mile Canyon Omnium, stage one. Where's the top? Oh, there goes some riders down the last 2K of the final climb, and my back is on fire. We're in the snow zone here. There's a little bit of snow on the side in the shaded areas, but it's still sunny and warm. In the 60s, I'd say. Almost there. If I get another person that comes by me and says, "Almost there, buddy," I'm gonna scream. Is that it? Alright, they just put thumbs up. That's a good sign. Oh my God. I asked the promoter this morning what time they close the finish line up at the summit. Hey, there's a 2K mark. Alright, two kilos to go. And I asked him what time they close the finish line. He laughed and thought I was joking. I was dead serious. Because I think I'm DFL now. Oh, man. All right, there we go. 1 kilometer. 1K to go. On the stage one here at 9 Mile Canyon. 1K to go. Most people can suffer for one more kilometer. And it's actually not as steep now in this last section. So I'll be picking up a little speed here. Woo! And now the wind throws salt in the wound by hitting me in the face with high winds. God dang. That's not fair. Giving me a headache. The kind of headache I got when I hiked up Mount Whitney at high altitude. You get kind of giddy because you can't breathe. Another sign. What is this? Oh my God, it's a 200 meter sign. Yes. And I see a finish line. Woot woot. There goes the cheering crew. That was Team Swan.
believe, the top. Is that it?
Yep.
Oh my God.
Woo-wee.
I don't know if anybody else is behind me, but
I need you. You have some food, a Coke, a banana?
There were people behind me. They might have abandoned if they were smart. All right, so that's it.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the KILL Radio online link at www.killradio.org, or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right. Hey, yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. And remember, drive your bike like you would a car. You wouldn't drive your car in the gutter, so don't drive your bike in the gutter. And cycling is not a crime, motorists. Don't treat us like criminals, please. Have fun and be safe out there. We'll see you next time on Bike Sport Radio.